Now, family, this church, can I talk about y'all? Can I talk about y'all? This church has never ceased to amaze me. It's a great honor. It's a great honor to be your pastor. And it's a great honor to lead you toward our destiny. And let me tell you, God has given me so much vision. Are y'all ready for the vision that the Lord has poured into your boy? I said, y'all don't sound ready. Are y'all ready for the vision that God has poured into your boy? Well, y'all gonna hear a lot more about it in the weeks and months to come. But for now, I just wanna talk to y'all about sabbatical because I know you're gonna ask me. And I need to tell you right off the bat, sabbatical was both rejuvenating and refining. Rejuvenating and refining. That's your boy. You see, your boy is melanated now. I ain't gonna hold you. I done transformed about 3 shades. Don't play me. Don't play with your boy, all right? Yes, yes, I'm black and I'm proud. I did get darker, but this sabbatical also was refining. You know, I feel like God didn't take me and Shanika out of the fire of ministry, out of the fire of attack, and out of the fire of battle during this sabbatical. Instead, I feel like he took us through it. See, sometimes God decides to take you through the fire because he knows where he's taking you. He has to first make your faith, somebody say faith, your faith fireproof. You see, we pray and ask God to make us fireproof. But the problem is, we can't handle fire. We're too fragile. The flesh is too weak. So God doesn't make us fireproof. He makes our faith fireproof. And so the reality is, God knows that faith can take you where flesh cannot. And here's what I realized, family. God gave me a revelation during the sabbatical. I realized in hindsight that the larger part of the last 2 years of ministry for me had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with the kind of faith God was trying to develop in me. And maybe the things you're going through in your life right now have nothing to do with you. Maybe the stuff God hasn't moved in has nothing to do with you. Maybe the things that still don't make sense have nothing to do with you, but have everything to do with the kind of faith, help me, that God is trying to develop in you, which is the perfect segue to where we're going today. Today we're starting a brand new sermon series. Somebody say new series alert. Somebody say new series alert. Today we're starting a brand new sermon series called Activate. Somebody say get activated. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say get activated. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, I know you active, but are you activated? Amen. Well, stand with me for God's word. Let's get into God's word today. I'm in Luke chapter 3. I'm in Luke chapter 3. I'm going to parallel park at verse 21. A parking spot just opened up. So I was spinning the block a couple times. Spot just opened up at verse 21. So I'm going to park there. And let me read what God's word says. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, you are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Will you bow with me as we ask God to bless this word? Father, your word is already blessed. You have already determined that your word will go forth and not come back void. So God, all I need to pray really is that you hide me behind the cross and get me out the way, God. I know I'm a distraction to what you want to do today. So Father, I pray that the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, our strength and our redeemer. All who agree with that said? Amen. You may be seated. And you look amazing. You look marvelous. You look wonderful. I hope you're happy to be in God's house. I hope you're happy to be in church. I hope you're happy to see another week. We got monkeypox monkeying around. We got monkey see, monkey do going on. It was a monkey pandemic before the monkey pandemic because we all been just following what trends and whatever. I ain't going to get into all that today. But I hope y'all are well. I hope your loved ones are well. I hope you're happy to be in God's house. Y'all ready for the word? Yeah. As I sat down to prepare this week, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, Kenneth, here's what you need to know. You need to know as you write this message that my people are active. Somebody say active. My people are active. They in their bag like they lost their keys. They entrepreneurs. They dream chasers. They goal setters. But they're not activated. You see, active means energetic, lively, or busy. And if we're honest, those three words describe most of our church, don't it? Oh, y'all looking at me like my breath stink. Come on. All right, let me put this in the language of your. Can I speak the language of your? Because y'all acting like y'all don't hear me. So let me put it in a language y'all understand. Energetic simply means lit. How many of us lit? Okay, all right. Lively means outside. How many of us are outside? Okay, somebody turn to your neighbor and say, you outside, but you ain't that outside. Some of y'all outside, but y'all ain't that outside. Busy means, well, a lot of things, but mostly just stress. How many of us stress? Just stress lately, yeah, okay. Okay, so like I said, our church is active, but we're not activated. Because to be activated means the process of putting a person or thing into motion to accomplish a task. Notice the difference. Active means I'm exerting energy, but activated means I'm exerting energy to accomplish something greater. And the Holy Spirit said to me this week that in this series, he wants to take us from being active church members, active parents, active go-getters, active athletes, active husbands, active wives, active boyfriends, active girlfriends, actively trying to get out the friend zone. I'm praying in this series that you will actively get from the friend zone to the end zone. I'm praying. I'm praying for you. Somebody just take a deep breath right now. Let's just take a moment. Ready? Just take a moment. The struggle's real. I know. I'm praying for you. But God wants to take us from being active in all the areas that we're active in to get activated for his mission in this world. Because whether we know it or not, we're not the only one with goals. God has goals. Did you know that God has goals? Did you know that God has a plan? Did you know that God has a purpose for this earth? Did you know that God has a purpose for your life? Did you know that you're not just taking up space, working a 9-to-5, making ends meet, raising kids, dating, falling in love, getting married, but that God has a mission for your life? Do you know what God's mission is? Who wants to know what God's mission is? Right here in Habakkuk 2:14, God's mission is for the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's God's mission. And God isn't looking for a church full of people who ask him every Sunday to bless their mission. God is looking for a church full of people who show up every Sunday asking God, how can you use me? Little old me, ratchet old me, ain't got everything together, me. Still struggling with some stuff, me, to build your kingdom in this world. Somebody say amen. Which is why in this first installment of our Activate series, we're going to learn from Jesus. Jesus was the most activated person who ever lived. Jesus was the most activated person by the Holy Spirit who ever lived. We're going to learn by Jesus how to get activated to do God's mission on earth. Y'all ready for that? Point one. Say this with me. The difference between being active, say it with me, the difference between being active and activated is relationship. Amen. Whenever something is activated, it's always activated because it's in relationship to something else. For example, when you get in the car and turn the key, the car turns on. The car went from inactive to activated, not because you hit the gas, but because the car has a relationship with the key. Some of y'all bougie looking at me like, I don't turn keys in my car, I hit buttons. You know what I mean. You got a relationship with the button, boo-boo, all right? Y'all bougie saints, y'all miss me with that. I hit buttons, PK, I don't turn keys, turning keys are for the birds. Miss me with that. You hit the button. When you pick up the remote and press a button, your TV cuts on. It cuts on not because you want to watch Love and Hip Hop. Oh, y'all looking at me like y'all saved and sanctified, hallelujah. Like, y'all don't know Love & Hip Hop Miami just started. Told you. Your TV don't cut on just because you want to watch Love & Hip Hop. Your TV cuts on because it has a relationship with that remote. In fact, you can really break down all of life to relationships. Y'all have heard the saying, it's not what you know, it's what? It's who you know. But that couldn't be more true than when it comes to our relationship with God. See, you can be active in relationships with people, but most of those relationships will probably crash and burn, not because you didn't try really hard to make them work, but because you didn't have the foundation, the foundation, the stuff to build that relationship on to make it work. But when your relationships are activated by God, they'll always bear fruit and they won't come back void. Why? Because the difference between being active in relationships and activated in relationships is how invested you are in your foundational relationship. Yeah. Your foundational relationship is with the Lord. And y'all don't believe me? Look at me what the text says. The Bible says, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. Now that part just spoke to me. It's not even in my sermon. But while the people are, who the people? The Bible don't even tell us their name. That's Pookie and them, that's Ray Ray, that's Cuzzo, that's Kiki. When the people was getting baptized, the people that don't even got a name, when the least of these were getting baptized, Jesus was getting baptized too. That means that Jesus is God, but he wasn't too big, too high and mighty. His title, he didn't take his title too serious to identify with the least of these, with the lowest of these. And some of us, under the sound of my voice, believe our press a little bit too much. We high on our own supply a little bit too much. Our head is a little bit too big. And we need to learn from Jesus the humility. Somebody say humility. The humility that it takes to be used by God. While they were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, underline that. Somebody say, as he was praying. As he was praying, heaven was opened. As he was praying. As he was what? As he was what? What is prayer? Write this down. Prayer is not a religious activity. Prayer is not something that we do at 9:45 every Sunday morning. Prayer is not something that we schedule to do at certain times in our lives. It is not something we do every time before we preach. It is not something we do every time we go to church. That is the activity of praying. That is not what prayer is. Prayer is not a religious activity. Prayer is a relationship in action. Oh my God. Prayer is a relationship in action. See, that's the problem with some of us. Some of us know the religious activity, but we don't know the relationship. So we do the activity of praying, but see, nothing changed, nothing shifts, nothing moved in our lives, because what we're doing is going through the motions. It's like getting up and getting on the A-train. That's our prayer lives. It's like getting up and getting on the A-train. And you're going to get on the A-train, which you always get on the A-train. But if you want to get something out of your prayer time with God, then you better have a relationship. Somebody say relationship. A relationship that you're putting into action. See, we think that Jesus just went into the water as the Son of God and came out of the water with the Holy Spirit. No, that ain't what happened. Jesus did go into the water as the Son, and he didn't come out with the Holy Spirit. But let me make this abundantly clear. The act of being baptized is not why heaven opened for Jesus. Why did the Spirit fall on Jesus? Because Jesus was praying. As he was praying. Heaven was, as he was praying, heaven was opened. While Jesus was praying, heaven was being opened. Which means if you want to see heaven open in your life, then, oh, y'all not talking to the pastor. If you want to see heaven open in your situation, then, if you want to see heaven open in your finances, then, if you want to see heaven open in your family, then, if you want to see heaven open in your future, then, what you think you need to be doing? You see, even though Jesus had the authority of being the Son of God, heaven doesn't open because he's the Son of God. Heaven opens because the Son put his relationship with the Father into action. Which made me think, what could God do in this church if his sons and daughters decided to put their relationship with him into action? What could God do in Harlem if his sons and daughters decided to put their relationship with him, and if they decided to put their relationship with some other stuff on hold, in order to put their relationship with him into action? What could God do in this city if we decided to put our relationship with him? You see, your vision is too small. You're just thinking about a little church that meets at 11 o'clock, and God is thinking about a whole city that needs Jesus. But you wouldn't know that if you don't put your relationship with him into. You see, activated people are more committed to investing in their relationship with God than they are with getting the results from God that they want. And here's the thing, God can tell the difference, boo-boo. You're not deceiving God. Heaven won't open because you want it to. Heaven won't open because you need a miracle. You think you're the only person that need a miracle? You think you're the only person that ever asked God for a miracle? Heaven ain't going to open because your situation is desperate. That is not why heaven opens. Heaven will only open because we love and pursue the God of heaven more than the good we seek from him on earth. And I believe God wants to open heaven in this season in the life of our church. I believe in this year of touch, God wants to open heaven in somebody's life. I believe God wants to break some chains in somebody's life. I believe God wants to fundamentally shift somebody's life. I believe God wants to do something in your life that you've never seen God do. And if you don't learn how to pray, you will never get it. In fact, I want to leave you with this. God gave me this word, and I'm giving it to you. God said to me, you will only go as far as your prayers will carry you. You will not go as far as your resume will carry you. You will not go as far as your connections will carry you. You will not go as far as your networking abilities will carry you. You will not go as far as the people you know who got clout will carry you. You will only go as far as your prayer. Somebody said prayer. You will not go as far as your pastor will carry you. You will only go as far as your prayer. Somebody said prayer. As your prayers will carry you. Second point. The Spirit must descend on everything you do. Somebody say that. The Spirit must descend on everything I do. The second difference between being active and activated, I gotta highlight, is in verse 22. The Bible says that after Jesus prayed and after heaven was open, look at this. The Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. Why is that significant? Well, because up until this point, Jesus hasn't done a miracle. Jesus hasn't done any ministry, in fact. Now, he's still Jesus. He's still the Son of God. He's still the one who takes the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He's still the Alpha and the Omega. He's still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's still the plug, not the socket. He's still the socket, not the plug. He's Jesus. He's still Jesus, but even though that's his identity, he hasn't done any ministry until the Spirit descends on him. And my question for you today is simply this. Can you do whatever it is you're currently doing without the Holy Spirit's help? If Jesus couldn't do what Jesus was called to do until the Holy Spirit descended on him, why are you doing what you're currently doing without the Holy Spirit? Y'all not talking to the preacher. Am I stepping on toes already? I know they just got done. I know we outside. The toes is out. Ow. Am I on them? I'm sorry. I'm just getting back from sabbatical. I'm trying to get it together. But I have to say this to you, because if you can work at that job without the Holy Spirit, and if you can be in that relationship without the Holy Spirit, and if you can chase those goals without God, then you're active, but you're not activated. See, the problem with most of us is not that we're failing. That's not our problem. The problem with most of us is that we settle for success. Why would you settle for something good when God has promised you something great? Why would you settle for good enough when God has promised you in His word, eye has not seen and ear has not heard what I got in store for those who love me? Why would you settle for good when you can get God? Listen, anything you can attain without God, you have to sustain. I don't know. Somebody gonna be praying for me to go back on sabbatical because I'm all in your kitchen. Anything you can attain without God, you have to sustain. See, that's the problem. The problem is you just wanted to get it. But now that you got the promotion, how you feeling? Let's check in. Oh, you just wanted to get the relationship, but now that you've been on every dating app, known the man, you even made your own dating app to find a man. Now that you did all that, how's the relationship going? Let me talk. Let's talk. Let's have pastoral counseling. How y'all feeling? Still like him? You still think she cute? You see, anything you attain without God, you have to sustain without God. In fact, write this down. You can have goals, but goals without God isn't freedom. It's bondage. Jesus could have done God things without the Holy Spirit. He didn't need the Holy Spirit to be Jesus, but he needed the Holy Spirit to do what the Father decided for him to do in eternity past. And so he waited for the Holy Spirit to descend before he decided to do. And sometimes we can get so desperate to do that we forget to wait for the Holy Spirit to descend. The best thing the apostles did in the 40 days after Jesus left wasn't do. It was pray. Because in their praying, the Holy Spirit prepared them to do. And sometimes it's not that you're doing the wrong thing. Some of you have to change the self-talk. You have to change the narrative. You have to change how you talk to yourself. You have to change how you complain to your friends. You have to change how you talk to your family. Sometimes it's not that you're doing the wrong thing. Sometimes it's not that you have the wrong friends. Some of them are trash, but some of them are good. I'm not gonna hold you. It's a 50-50. It's a mixed bag in there. It's a little bit of both. Not gonna lie. Some of them basura, but some of them a blessing. Some. It's not that you're in the wrong career. Maybe you're actually doing the thing God designed you to do. But the problem is that you decided to do instead of waiting for God to descend. And in your doing, you got ahead of God, and now you're chasing God's purpose without God's pace. And purpose without pace is what produces breakdowns. How many of us had those? And burnouts. How many of us have had those? It me, Lord. It me. It's your boy here talking. I'm on the mic. Breakdowns and burnouts come not because you're not in purpose, but because you're not in pace. The number one lesson God is teaching me most right now in this season of my life is that he, not me, he has to set my pace. Now, I'm a go-getter. I'm a make it happen by any means necessary. I'm A&P, any means possible. That's your boy. Your boy's a hustler's hustler. I could sell Ray to a bug. I'm a hustler's hustler. I'm a hustler's hustler. I will go get it. Whatever. As soon as God put it in me, I want to go get it. That's your boy. But God has taught me in this season that he has to set my pace. Because there's things in my life that I know God wants me to do. This prophetic revelation I've gotten from years ago that God hasn't given me the grace to move on. Because God said to me, you can do it without me or you can do it with me. But if you're going to do it with me, then you got to wait for me to descend on it. Because my timing is perfect, but yours is not. And let me help somebody. The right thing in the wrong time is just as much a curse as the wrong thing at the wrong time. Am I helping somebody? Does somebody get the right thing at the wrong time that could just say amen right now to the preacher? Just amen, just amen. That's why somebody needs to hear this word. God says, the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights. Somebody say delights. When he delights in his way. If you want God to descend on your life, focus on getting him to delight in your ways. If you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. So instead of trying to get God to do the thing you want God to do, why don't you try to get God to delight in the things that you're doing? Because if you can get God to delight in the things that you're doing, then God says that he will bless everything you do. Is this helping somebody? And for the person that's tired and frustrated right now, and for the person that's looking at God like, God, why you leave me? God, where you at? God's like, boo-boo, I ain't leave you. You left me. Because I gave you that vision for your future, but you wanted it all right now. So instead of waiting for me to provide it for you, you went out ahead of me to try to get it, and now you're stuck on the back roads of blessing, which has only distracted and delayed your destiny. So today is the day. Somebody say today. Somebody say today. Not tomorrow. Somebody say today. Today is the day we decide as a church that being active ain't good enough. Today is the day we decide to be still and wait on the salvation of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. Third and final point, and I'm out your way. Your work, you must work from identity. Not for an identity. Oh, somebody got to say that with me, because some of us are way too quiet when that's the only word you needed to hear today. You must learn to work from, say it, from identity, identity, not for, somebody, identity. Oh, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Yeah, the Bible says after the Spirit descends on Jesus, he's almost activated, but not yet. It's still one more thing he's missing. Can I give y'all that one thing and then get out your way? Can I give you the one thing he's missing? One thing he says. The Bible says, and a voice from heaven speaks and says, you are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Family, listen to me. You can't be activated without God's affirmation. So many of us are actively folding under the pressure of trying to hold everything in our lives together because we haven't sought God for the affirmation that we need. So you're trying to be a good mother without first knowing the good father. And you're trying to flourish without first knowing Proverbs 16, that if you commit your work to the Lord, your plans will be established. And you're trying to gain acceptance without knowing that you're already accepted in Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't do everything he did to get the Father to love him. He did everything he did because he knew the Father loved him. And I wonder how many things we would start doing. And how many things, you ready for this? Some of us would stop doing if we just simply knew how much we were already loved. God doesn't need your ministry to be great to love you. If you never reach another person, God already says, I love you and I'm well pleased. God doesn't need you to make everyone happy for him to love you. If everyone cancels you, if your last name is canceled because of him, he looks at you and says, I'm well pleased. God doesn't need you to hit a certain level for him to love you. If you stop growing today, God's love for you won't grow any less. See, we need this final word the most because everything we do, good or bad, right or wrong, comes from our need to be and feel loved. Everything. But God says to you today, you never need to guess if I love you. You never need to wonder if I love you. You never need to question if I love you, because my love for you ain't based on feelings. It's based on facts. Somebody say facts. Because the same sun, you ready to hear what God says to you today? Because the same sun that I opened heaven for and affirmed in front of everybody in this text, I later turned my back on and rejected for you. And when he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? I closed heaven to him so that I can open heaven to you. And today, today, family, not tomorrow or next week, not next year, today, I'm calling you right now as I close to do whatever you're activated to do. You know that purpose God put in you. You know that thing God told you to do. You know that stuff he's buried deep on the inside. You know what you're pregnant with. You know what's in your belly. You know that praise that he put in your spirit. You know that business you're supposed to start. You know that move you're supposed to make. You know that place you're supposed to go. You know it, but you're not doing it because people don't talk you out of it. Somebody told you you wasn't enough. People said you was too black, too white, too big, too small, too short, too skinny. You people done told you all this stuff about you. But today, God is saying, you are my beloved son, and you're my beloved daughter. And don't listen to them, because they didn't activate you. They didn't create you. They didn't call you. So they can't shape you. Don't let someone who didn't design you define you. Today is the day. Somebody say today. Today. Today, we get activated. Today, this church gets activated. Today, your life gets activated. Today, your spiritual journey gets activated. Today is the day you make the commitment to God, I ain't gonna miss church again. Today is the day you make the commitment to God, I'm gonna break that habit. Today is the day you make the commitment to God, I'm gonna do the next obedient thing you told me to do. Today. And as you do it, I'm believing God to unleash a move, not a moment. Now to stop praying for moments. Start praying for a move. Because God ain't a momentary God. He's a movement God. He's a God that moves things. When the Spirit shows up in the book of Acts, things start moving. Stuff starts shaking. People's lives start getting turned around. Because God ain't a momentary God. Stop praying to a momentary God. God is a movement God. And God wants to move some things in your life and in this church. So if you're ready to get activated in a series, please just bow with me. Let's ask God to bless this word. God, in this moment, I believe there's some people that you want to activate, God. I believe there's some people who need to come to this altar. I believe that there's somebody who heard everything I said today and still doesn't believe they have your affirmation. There's somebody who has never received the affirmation of the Holy Spirit. There's somebody who's never heard, you're my beloved son, I'm well pleased with you. You're my beloved daughter, I love you now, no matter what else you do. There's somebody who doesn't believe that they have your unconditional love. And God, I'm praying today that they come to this altar, and I'm praying today, God, that they go to the back to receive prayer. But whatever they do, I'm praying that they don't remain as they came. God, I also believe that there's somebody in here today, Lord, who has been active, but not activated. That they've been doing a lot of activity. They outside, they busy, they grinding, they hustling, they networking, they linking, they doing all this stuff, but they have no intimacy with you. They've been serving in church even. They've been serving in the ministry. They've been trying to do things to help build your house, and yet they have no relationship with you. And so God, I'm praying for that person today who's active but not activated. I'm praying, God, that you will activate them, that you show them that everything begins and ends with how intimate they are with you. So God, open heaven now as we pray, as we respond in worship, as we respond in worship and prayer and everything else we're gonna do. Open heaven. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.